This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agin Erev Shabbos Rabbosai. This is a special shir to get a better appreciation of Chorban Beis HaMikdash and the role that Shabbos and Matzoi Shabbos plays in the Chorban. If we take a look and we analyze one of the great tefillos that are part of our liturgy, which is called Kabbalah Shabbos, green light on, we'll notice something quite incredible. We know that Kabbalah Shabbos was composed more than 450 years ago through Kedoshe Elyon, one of the great Gedolim of Tzfas, namely Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, in a generation of all-time great Gedolim, the Ari, and the Beis Yosef, and many Gedolim who were alive in that time. And if the Mizmar, with which we're Mekabel Shabbos, has become pretty widespread in almost all of Klal Yisrael, and that is L'cha Doidi. The way we're Mekabel Shabbos is L'cha Doidi across Kala, Pnei Shabbos, Nekabla. If you actually pay attention to the words and think about the meaning of the words, which usually it takes people like their entire lifetime to actually wake up and say, hey, I should actually think about what I'm saying, we would notice that the vast majority of this tefillah has absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos. It's mamish pilei plam. The first three stanzas, l'chadoidei l'kras kala p'nei Shabbos nekabla. Okay, one for one. We're batting 1,000. Shomer v'zachar b'dibur achad, yishmiyanu kelam yuchad, Hashem achad, Hashmai achad. Okay, we talk about Shabbos also in the Aser Sadibrois, shomer v'zachar b'dibur achad. Then we say, l'kras Shabbos l'chu v'nelcha kihi mekar habracha. Okay, three for three, right? This is a great Hall of Fame tefillah right now. Then all of a sudden, Mikdash Melech Ir Malucha, Beis HaMikdash of the King, Kingly City. What is stanza number four about? Yerushalayim. Then we say, Yerushalayim, shake yourself off from the dust. We are the glorious garments of my people. Through David Beis Halachmi. Also, nothing to do with Shabbos. David HaMelech, Geula, three for five. Hisoyri, Hisoyri, Kiva Oyrech Kumeri, Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi. Sing! Obviously a paraphrase of the Pasuk of Shiras Devaira. Uri, Uri, Shir, sing. Does that have anything to do with Shabbos? No, three for six. Loisi voishi, veloisi komi, ma tishtoichachi, ma temi. Does that have anything to do with Shabbos? Who should not be embarrassed? It's a Pasuk in Navi, Yerushalayim. V'ha yulim shisa shoysoyach. Yosis olayich alakom zoschas na'akala. Who's that? Yerushalayim. Also, nothing to do with Shabbos. Yomin usmal tifroitzi! You should expand to the west and the east. Who's that? Who should expand? Yerushalayim. So far we had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stanzas. The first three about Shabbos. And the next six have absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos. Until Boi v'shalom ateres balo, we make a good comeback. This way, all the people who are farshlufin wake up. Oh, Kabbalah Shabbos. And people don't even realize that the vast majority of the tefillah has absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos. Haloi davarhu. What's going on over here? Why do we say a whole tefillah to be mekabel Shabbos? That's absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos. I mean, you know, why don't we sing about Tu B'Shvat while we're at it? You know, why don't we do, I don't know what. Okay, you get the point. What does this have to do with anything? Very critical Gemara in Tainus, which is very relevant for this year. The Gemara says in Daf Chavtes, Barishayna, the first time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Oisai Hayoim, on that day, Erev Tisha B'Av Haya, Umaitsai Shabbos Haya. That the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Maitsai Shabbos. Umaitsai Shviyas Haya. It was right after Shemitah. The famous rule of the Maral is, Dvarim Gedolim Einam B'Mikra. Great things are never coincidental. Why is the Gemara telling us that the Beis HaMikdash occurred on Matzoi Shabbos? Of what significance? Is it happens to be the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Matzoi Shabbos? Or is there something inherent about Matzoi Shabbos that allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed? Says the Holy Maral in the Netzach Yisrael Perek Ches, the Beis HaMikdash had to be destroyed Matzoi Shabbos. Because there are two times of the week. There is headed toward Shabbos, and then there's headed away from Shabbos. So long as you are headed toward Shabbos, You can't have destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is only possible when you're taking leave of Shabbos, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash needed to be destroyed on Matzoi Shabbos. Meaning, there's only one time of the week where we're liable, we're susceptible to Churban, when we're moving away from. But so long as we're headed towards, you can't have Churban. Therefore, says the Maral, Nekach, Muchan Matzoi Shabbos L'Churban. Shekol hayomim nimnim l'shabbos. Every day of the week, hayom yom rishon l'shabbos. Hayom jeni l'sh. We're always counting toward Shabbos. There's only one small window of the week where we're escorting the Shabbos away. That's Matzoi Shabbos. Shekol hayomim nimnim l'shabbos. Shenim shachim v'darchen el ha-menucha v'el ha-hashlama. They're drawn and you're stepping toward completion. Chutz miyom aleph, except for Matzoi Shabbos shenikru yitzia min ha-shabbos. L'kach u'muchan l'chorben. Similarly, Matzoi Shmita. Shmita is also called the Shabbos. Therefore, the Chorben had to occur during the period of Matzoi Shabbos. Says the Sefer, Shuvi v'nechza. Shuvi v'nechza are the mamorim of Hagoyin, Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zeratzak Lavracha, one of the great Balei Machshava, the last Dar, explaining this maral, that there's only one time, which is Yotzei min haklal, which is called Matzoi Shabbos. This time is to be Malava, the Shabbos. This time leaves the Shabbos and doesn't head toward the Shabbos. And that's why there was Chorban then. The truth is, we see that throughout the Chumash and throughout Tanakh, there are two inyanim that are always linked together. Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. For example, in Parashas Kisisa, where the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe, look, Re'ei, Karasi, V'Shem, see, I have appointed by name, B'Tzal, Ben Uri, Ben Chol, Mata Yehuda, and it lists all the donations for the Mishkan, and then immediately following, V'Yimar Shalom Moshe, Le'mar, V'yata, Dabra, B'nei Yisrael, Le'mar, Achas, Shab, Soi, Sai, Tishmairo. So the linkage of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash and the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos. Vayakel also. Sheishas yom te'asam alach v'yam ha-shvi yelachem kosh Shabbos Shabbos no yisavaru eish. And immediately, v'yam ha-shol gazi l'lemar zeh adar v'shiv adam l'lemar kol nediv libay. Somehow we see from all this, there is obviously a connection between Shmira Shabbos and Binyan HaMikdash. If every time the Torah always juxtaposes the Binyan HaMishkan with Shmiras Shabbos. Haloi Davarhu. There must be a reason. Again, the Maral is uncovering to us that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is only possible when you're moving away from. That means the Binyan is only possible when you're headed toward. So we see this linkage and this connection between Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. Let me point out something. It's Mamish Oyom V'Noira. There are two times in Tehillim David HaMelech poses the most difficult question in life. The question that all the great minds have probed and analyzed. And that is the question of Tzadik V'Ra'alai. Rasha V'Toivlai. The most difficult question in existence. The question that all the great minds have been plagued by. Madua Derech Rasham Tzalecha. Why was the tzaddik ne'avad? These are the two questions that we don't have the answer for. Twice David HaMelech poses this question. One in Perek Ayin Gimel and one in Perek Tzaddik Beis. Look in Perek Ayin Gimel. Third pasuk. Vani kemat, second pasuk. Kemat natoyu raglai. It was like my legs almost gave way from under me. Ki kinesi b'hoilalim. Shalom Rasham era, when I see the peace of the wicked. Ki ein chartzubos l'maysam. I don't see that they have the recompense. They speak, Yamiku vidabru bera oishak, mimar midaberu. Shatu v'ashamayim piyam l'sham tech ba'oretz. They set their mouth against the heavens. They say, Eicho yada keel v'yeshdeh v'elyayin. Look how tranquil the wicked are. Look how much peace they have. And me, I'm a tzaddik for nothing. For what? To live like an ani? Ach rikzi kisi levarechaz mikon kapai. Va'inogua kalayoim. Va'achashva ladazois. I try to figure this out. Amal Hubeina. It doesn't make any sense, David HaMelech says. David HaMelech is posing the question of world existence. Sadik V'raloi. Rosh of a Toivloi. I try to understand. Look at Rashi number 9. V'achashu believi l'adazois. Mahi midosu shalkodesh baruch hu kein. Hu amel be'enai. It looks like there's less din, less dayan, chas v'shalim. This is the question of David HaMelech. By the way, where else does David pose this question? In number 10, Tehillim Perek Tzadik Beis, David HaMelech says, Ishbar lo yedoch siloy of an asois. The empty person doesn't know. The fool doesn't understand. By the way, if you look in Ayin Gimel, the way it ends, Vani var v'lo yeda. I'm a fool. Behemoy so yisi imach. The same lashon that David uses in Kapitel Tzadik Beis. He says, Ishbar lo yedoch siloy of an asois. Bifroyach rishoyim k'mo yesev. That the wicked flourish like grass. Vayotzitzu kol poilei oven. Lihisham dam adayad. David put it in Tehillim. Yeah, David wrote everything in Tehillim. Sure, he wrote it. If he didn't write it, it wouldn't be in Tehillim. Doesn't mean he's the original person who wrote, but he wrote it into Tehillim. If not for him, it wouldn't be in Tehillim. It has Kedushas Tehillim because David HaMelech wrote it, divinely inspired. So look, you have two times in Tehillim David HaMelech is plagued by the question. One in Ayin Gimel, he says, Ki kinesi v'haylelim shaloy mersham era, and one time in Tzadik Beis, he says, B'frayach resham k'ma yetzah v'yotzitzu kol payel yaven. What's amazing is, in both of these kapitlach, he gives an answer. In Kapitel Ayin Gimel, you know what he says? He says, Achashva ladas, I try to understand. Ad ovoy el mikdash shekel avino lachris, until I got into the Beis HaMikdash and I understood what the end would be. That I was bothered by these questions until I took one step and entered the Beis HaMikdash. And then all my questions were answered. The same thing in Tzadik Beis. He asks this question, but he says no. He says, Vatorem Kareem Karni Balush, I saw straight that Tzadik Hatom or Yifrach, that Tzadikim will flourish eventually. They will be Oydinuvan Meseva. How did he come to this conclusion? He came to this conclusion, Mizmar Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoydes Hashem. Don't get bagged down by the question of B'frach Hashem K'may Esav, because in this world, the only good thing is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to sing to His name. Twice in Tehillim, David poses the question of Tzadik V'Raloi, both times, but there are two different answers. Answer number one is, Ad Avoy L'Mikdash Sheyel, Avino Lachrisam. Answer number one is until get to the Mikdash, and answer number two is until Shabbos comes. How interesting. How interesting it is when we see that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is only possible Motzoi Shabbos, and therefore the Binyan is only possible when you're headed toward Shabbos. How interesting it is in Parshas Kisisa, the two mitzvahs are given together. How interesting Parshas Vayaka, the two mitzvahs are given together. How interesting that when David HaMelech poses the question, the answer seems to be, until I get to the Mikdash, until Shabbos comes. Look at number 12. What we're learning is then, if the Gemara is emphasizing that the Churban was only possible at Tzoy Shabbos, because only when you're taking leave of Shabbos is Churban possible. What's the explanation for that? Why is it that the Beis HaMikdash is only possible to be destroyed Matzoi Shabbos? But as the Beis HaMikdash, as Shabbos is coming, Churban is not possible. So here's the idea, here's the concept. This is a concept that Rav Moshe Shapiro brings out from all of these sources. It's a concept that the Nesiv HaShalom also says. If you look at number 30 in the Sefer of Harenu B'Vinyanai, we know that if you look at the word Bereishis, Bereishis Bar Elokim, Bereishis, the Tikkunei Zohar says, is Oisiois Yare Shabbos. You have to fear the Shabbos. Fear the Shabbos? I thought you only, it says, Umikdashai Tiro. That's right. We're going to see there are two things you have to fear. You fear the Shabbos, and you fear the Mikdash. Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, Umikdashai Tiro. By the way, it's a Gemara in Yevamos. If you look at number 21. Why does the Torah juxtapose Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, Umikdashai Tiro? I would think a person should be afraid of the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, Shabsoisai Tishmoiru. It says Shmira by Shabbos, and it says Moira by the Mikdash. Just like the Shmira by Shabbos is, you're not afraid of Shabbos, you're afraid of the one who commanded about the Shabbos. So too, when it comes to fear of the temple, you're not afraid of the temple, but you're afraid of the one who warned on the temple. What is Moira Mikdash? A person can't go onto the Harabayas with his staff, with his shoe, with his money belt. Can't make it a shortcut. I would think only Bizmach Beis Mikdash Kayam. How do I know that there's a mitzvah of Moira Mikdash even Bizman Azeh? Because it juxtaposes it to Shmira Shabbos. Ma Shmira Shabbos La'olam, Af Moira Mikdash La'olam. So where do we learn out fearing the temple from? Shabbos. So interesting. You know why? You know what the idea is? There's a concept in Jewish thought, Ashan, Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Which means that there are parallels of time and space. What is the parallel to the Zman of Shabbos in space? The Zman, the time, is Shabbos. And what place in the world corresponds to Shabbos? The Beis HaMikdash, Yushalayim. Yushalayim in the Mikdash in space is what Shabbos is in time. Therefore, we understand, you can only have destruction of Yerushalayim when you're moving away from Shabbos. Because moving away from Shabbos is moving away from the Mikdash. Memela, you can only have Binyan Abayis when you're headed toward. So there's a linkage between time and space. For example, the time is Yom Kippur, the space is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in person also, and the person is the Kohen Gadol. What Shabbos is in time, the Mikdash is in Makayim. Therefore, the Churban is only possible when the Churban is only when you're moving away. Now we know there's a halacha when it comes to Shabbos. You need to be mitzapeh for Shabbos. You need to be miyachel for Shabbos. We all know the Rambam writes. Look in Parak Lamed Halacha Aleph number 13. There are four things that were stated about Shabbos: two min haTorah, two midrabbei Soifrim. Min haTorah, zachar v'shamar. Midivrei Nevi'im, kavod va'oneg. What is kavod? Take a shower, wash your hands and feet in hot water. Umisatef betzitzis v'yoyshev b'kavod roish. Miyachel lehakbolas pnei haShabbos. Hoping and yearning for the coming of Shabbos. K'moishu yoytzei likras hamelech. Like someone who goes out to greet a king. There's a mitzvah of tzipia L'Shabbos, yearning for Shabbos. The Chachamim Arishonim would gather their Talmidim Erev Shabbos, wrap themselves, and they say, Boi v'neitze likra Shabbos HaMelech. What else do we have where we're required not only to perform, but to await and yearn? The Rambam writes, V'chomi she'enoi mamin boi, anyone who does not await Melech HaMashiach is not only a koifer b'shar neviim, but is a koifer in the Torah. You need to be miyachel to the Melech HaMashiach. You need to be miyachel to the Melech of Shabbos. We really need to be miyachel for the Melech of Shabbos. You need to yearn for it. Why? Why just because I yearn for Mashiach, do I need to yearn for Shabbos? Because they go hand in hand. The same way the Beis HaMikdash could only be destroyed out of Shabbos, so too the Beis HaMikdash could only be built in toward Shabbos. Therefore, just like we await the coming of Mashiach, we await the coming of Shabbos. And now, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, what we learn from here is a tremendous ha'ara that I would like to strengthen as halacha l'maisa. That if the Churban is only Shayach on the outtake of Shabbos, That means we are now obligated on the intake of Shabbos to await and yearn the coming of Mashiach. Halacha l'maisa. We know that the Gemara says that after 120, a person will be asked, did you await the salvation? Well, when do we do that? When do we fulfill that? You know when we fulfill that? If the outtake of Shabbos is a time of Chorban, that means that the time of the greeting of Shabbos, it's the time of great yearning for the coming of Mashiach. Now we understand Kabbalah Shabbos. You never understood it one time in your whole life. What's the whole Kabbalah Shabbos about? Tzipisa l'Yeshua. Tzipisa l'Yeshua. Who says he can't come on Shabbos? Elio can't come on Shabbos. Mashiach could come on Shabbos if Elio came Friday. But Elio, Mashiach is not precluded from coming on Shabbos.
Does that mean that when, if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built only...
No, it doesn't mean anything. Shabbos. All it means is that if the destruction is only possible Matzoy Shabbos, that means the time of the leave of Shabbos, the time of Chorban, that means we need to create the time of the intake of Shabbos as a great yearning for the coming of Mashiach. Let me read to you his words, so I don't want to dilute this. Look at number 15. He says... Elamashalam Dunu Ramoshbir writes, Bazah Hu Ha'ara Shavatsisu Lahoyar. The Nirali Shakadaila Amitsa Kahalochalamaisa. Vahare Kivan Da Ashmainan Bigamara. If the Gemara teaches us that the Khorban is needed Bimatsoi Shabbos, that means when we're leaving Shabbos, Mischayev Mizah, Shabizman Shanohochim Likras HaShabbos. Mutal aleinu letzapois liYeshua. This is bidiyuk, the zman. If the outtake of Shabbos is the zman Chorban, the intake of Shabbos is zman Binyan. It's the time of tzipia liYeshua. This is the entire Kabbalah Shabbos. If you don't know this, you never had a meaningful Kabbalah Shabbos in your life. So now let's explain. I'm going to explain to you the entire L'chadoidi right now. So we start Kabbalah Shabbos. We're greeting the Shabbos, no question. L'chadoi l'kras kala, shamra v'zachar b'dibur echad, l'kras Shabbos l'chul v'nelcha, ki makar ha-bracha. But the thing is, Rabbi Isai, together with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, there are a few things that we need. Number one, what do we need? We need Malchus Beis David. We need Malchus Beis David. As Chazal tell us, that when Tzidkiyahu, when he was having his eyes poked out, Chazal criticized him. He should have taken the guy and bashed his head against the wall and killed him. How do you allow the Malchus Beis David just to go down in smokes like that? Malchus Beis David is the vehicle with which the Malchus Shemayim is recognized in the world. David is the regal Revi of the Kisei HaKavod. Avram is one. Yitzchak is two, Yaakov is three, but without the regal Revi, the whole chair topples over. David HaMelech is the vehicle through which promotes Malchus Shemayim in the world. We say in Kiddush Levana, the Pasuk in Hosea, Uvikshu es Hashem Elokeihem v'yas David Malkam. Imagine we say, God, they should seek you out, and they should seek out a good pizza store. Can imagine we say in one breath, God, they should seek you out, and David. In the same breath, you say they should seek out God and David. The answer is, without David, you have no revelation of God in this world. Therefore, we daven for Shabbos, but then immediately we say, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, Kum Yitzi Mitai Chafecha. Once we're yearning for Shabbos, God, restore, resurrect, Mikdash Melech. And who do we daven for? We daven immediately for the restoration of Malchus Beis David. Why are we daven for the restoration of Malchus David? Because now we're headed into Shabbos. If out of Shabbos is the destruction, we have to know that with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we lost a lot of goodies. Goodie number one is, we lost Malchus Beis David. Therefore, the first thing we pray for is, rebuild Yerushalayim. Mikdash Melech, Mikdash Sanctuary of the King, Ir Melucha, kingly city, get up from the ashes. You've been weeping in the valley of Emek HaBacha long enough. Therefore, Hisnari Me'ofar, shake yourself up from the dust, Yerushalayim. When you daven Kabbalah Shabbos, your focus is on Jerusalem. Get up, live shi bigdei sefar techami. Through who? Al Yad Ben Yishai. What does David HaMelech got to do with Shabbos? Everything. Because toward Shabbos is toward Binyan, and the Churban brought Churban Malchus Beis David. toward Shabbos then brings restoration of Malchus Beis David. If you never thought about David HaMelech Friday night, Loi Hispalel Kabbalah Shabbos Miyamav. That's the whole purpose of a Kabbalah Shabbos. David HaMelech, this is the time of the restoration of Malchus Beis David. Next stanza. You know, what else did we lose when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? We lost the concept of nevuah. The Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Yud Beis Amar Rav Avdimi Dimin Chayfa Miyam Shachara Beis Hamikdash Nitla Nevuah Min Hanaviim VeNitna LaChachamim. Prophecy was lost. That's why Rabbi Isai, if you pay attention to the next stanza, you don't have to. You don't have to have any idea what Kabbalah Shabbos is about. You could choose to be a completely meaningless observant or non-observant Jew. But if you want to actually have a meaningful observance of Judaism, then you need to know this. The next stanza, Hisayri, Hisayri, wake up. Who should wake up? Who should wake up? Me! What should I wake up with? Who said the words, wake up, wake up? Does anybody know? Whoever said those words, Uri, Uri? Now, I know that the words say in the tefillah. I want to know, who said the words, Hissa Uri Uri? Devaira. Remember in the Shur of Devaira? She calls out to the people, everyone praise God! Anyone riding the right donkey, wake up! And she included all of mankind. She said, "Kumikal mechatzitzin, bein meshavim, tzidkois Hashem, pir zayna b'Yisrael." But then, when it comes to shir, who knows what shir is? Shir is nevuah. Who could sing shir? You think what they play, what they construe, they come up with today is shir? That ain't no shir. Shir is prophecy. For prophecy, you need to arouse your soul. So Devaira said, Uri, Uri, Devaira, Uri, Uri. When you see the words in Kabbalah Shabbos, Uri, Uri, you have to know this is a reference to the arousal of Nevuah. Why are we davening that we should become Nevi'im Friday night? Because if on the outtake of Shabbos is Churban. Churban means we lost Malchus Beis David. We lost Nevuah. Then Friday night you need to daven for the restoration of Nevuah. And if you don't pray for the restoration of Nevuah, Lo Hispalela Kabbalah Shabbos Miyamav. That's the next stanza. So first we daven Mikdash Melech, rebuild Yerushalayim. Then we say Al Yad Ben Yishai, restore David. Then we say, God, we still have a few more goodies we're after. Please restore the Nevuah. Hisayri, Hisayri, arouse Klal Yisrael with the institution of Nevuah. Uri, Uri, Shir. That's why Devaira, when it came to Shir, she's talking to herself. She said, Uri, Uri, Devaira. She can't tell the rest of the Jews to sing Shir. They're not Nevi'im. If you're not a Navi, you can't sing Shir. You could sing rap, you could sing reggae, you could sing Zydeco, you could sing every brand of music in the world. But you can't sing Shir. Shir is Nevuah. V'hainu mishum sheshir efshir loymar ach v'rak b'nevuah. Yeah, you want to sing a Shir? You want to take a pasuk from Tehillim? Very nice. Therefore, Kabbalah Shabbos, we say, God, we're receiving the Shabbos, which is the Zman, Keneged the Makam of Mikdash, Mikdash Melech, Yerushalayim, Hisnari, Malchus Beis David, Uri, 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 Uri is Nevuah. Then we say, God, we're not done. We're not done. We're not letting you off easy now. Mikdash is not enough. Malchus Beis David is not enough. Nevuah is not enough. What about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is all ashamed. It's all embarrassed. Look at number 20. Doesn't the Navi Yeshaya says that Loyata Yevosh Yaakov, you won't be embarrassed anymore. V'loyata Paniach, right now Yerushalayim is embarrassed. What is the Navi Yeshaya saying? Perek Nun Dalet. Al Tiri, don't be afraid. Loy Sevoshi. You won't be embarrassed anymore. Who's embarrassed? And Almana is embarrassed. People don't know that. It's embarrassing for an almana. She has to do everything herself. She comes to a wedding. How's she going to get home? She has to ask for a ride. It's embarrassing. Everywhere she goes, she's on her own. It's embarrassing. Her whole life is busha chlima. That's why Yerushalayim is busha chlima. She's an almana. Almana hoysok. Right? She's embarrassed. So the Navi Yeshaya says, she won't be an almana anymore. So the next thing we say, God, we're not done with this. We want you to restore the glory and the dignity of Yerushalayim. How? We want all of her children to return. Basically, we have a whole laundry list here. We say, God, we want every last thing that was taken away from us, Matzoi Shabbos, we want it back. We want the Mikdash back. We want David back. We want Nevuah back. We want the glory of Yerushalayim back. But we're not done, God. We're far from done. Because, you know, you promised us, Yerushalayim used to be like the Tel Shekol Piv Apoinim Elav, that everybody faced. Yerushalayim was like the center of the world. In fact, we have a promise, Yerushalayim will actually fill up, the Beis HaMikdash will fill up Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will take up the whole Eretz Yisrael, like it says in the Tefillah, Yerushalayim Beis Mikdashcha, Yerushalayim your Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is not the Beis HaMikdash. No, because the Yalkut Shemani writes in number 23, that Amar Rab Levi, Asida Yerushalayim Liyos Keretz Yisrael, Veretz Yisrael Kechol HaOlam Kulay. Some people actually use this as a justification that I don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is going to come to me. Because one day, Queens is going to be Eretz Yisrael. The thing is, you're losing out because you're not going to be in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be the Mikdash. So you say, so I don't have to move to Yerushalayim. No, well, if you live in Yerushalayim, you're going to be the Mikdash. Because the Mikdash will expand to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will expand to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael will expand to the whole world. In fact, in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, look at number 24, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asida Yerushalayim Shetei Magas Ad Sharei Damasek. Jerusalem will reach the gates of Damascus. When? Where do we see this? The Pasuk says, V'nivnisa Ir Altila, the Navi Yirmiyah says. Look at number 25. You know where this was learned out from? Kayamar Hashem Hinishav Shavos Ole Yaakim Mishkanoz Arach V'nivnisa Ir Altila. We say, God, we're not done yet. We're not satisfied until Yerushalayim is not embarrassed, Yerushalayim is not ashamed, and you expand Yerushalayim all the way to Damascus. I want Eretz Yisrael to fill the world. How's that going to happen? Oh, look at number 26. The Navi Yeshaya says, Harchivi, harchivi, mekoy mahalech, viriyahois, mishkanoy saayech, yatu, al tachsoichi, haarichi me sarayech, visedoy saayech, chazeki. When will this happen? Ki aminu smal tifroitzi. We're going to expand, we're going to burst forth, yamin to the right, small to the left. We say, God, we're not done, we're not finished until the binyan happens. When yamin was small to freitzi, when Eretz Yisrael expands. What's this got to do with Kabbalah Shabbos? Everything in the world. So you have to realize, every Kabbalah Shabbos, you need to pray, restoration of Yerushalayim, number one. Restoration of Malchus Beisau, number two. Restoration of Nevuah, number three. The glory of Yerushalayim being returned, number four. And number five, the expansion of Yerushalayim. And when will this happen? Boi v'shalayim, with the acceptance of Shabbos Kodesh, which is the Zman Keneged, the Makayim HaMikdash. Baruch Shehechiyanu v'Higiyanu Lazman Hazeh. That's all I could say. To be zoichet to hear this, you have some clue what Kabbalah Shabbos is all about. To understand, it's, why is it? Why through Shabbos do we get all of this? So just look very carefully. First we greet the Shabbos. We say on Shabbos, Hashem gave us Shamra v'Zachar. And then we say, Likra Shabbos chul v'nelcha, ki hi mekar ha-bracha. Shabbos is a source of all blessing. Like the Zohar says, in Nusach Svarad, you say it Friday night, look at number 27. Kol berchon tila'ela v'sata b'yoyma shviya talyon. All blessing, above and below, is dependent on the seventh day. If we are Zohar, to be meyachel toward Shabbos, to be mitzapet toward Shabbos, then part and parcel of that, as Rav Moshe Shapiro says, halacha ulamaisa, it's the zman sipia li Yeshua. So when you come to shul, whether it's 10 hours early Friday night, an hour early, a half hour early, or l'chol apachos, 2 minutes early Friday night, right? You don't want to be the guy who is, you know, strolling in, boi v'shalom is davening mincha, in the ladies section. Well, yeah. Avar zmanai batal karbanai. You want to be there so that as part of your awaiting for Shabbos, you're waiting for the geula. Marv Raboisai, I thank you so much. In your zechus, we're zaycha to learn this. So therefore, Rav Moshe Shapiro writes in number 31, there's a halacha of Moira Mikdash. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but still we are Neschayev B'Moira'ai. And therefore, there's certain mode of behavior that we have to maintain. Why? Because we learn it out from Shabbos. Because just like Shabbos is the Makar of all Bracha, and think about it like this. Why is there still a mitzvah of Moira Mikdash? But the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, but the Shekhinah is still there. Because we learn it out from Shmir Shabbos. Just like Shmir Shabbos is the Olam, Moira B'Mikdash is the Olam. So Rav Moshe Shapiro writes so beautifully. The truth is, you think about it, after all these years, we have nothing left. We have no Mikdash, we have no Urim B'Tumim, we have no Karbanos, we have no Makayim, everything is gone. The only thing that we're left with is Shabbos. But says Rav Moshe Shapiro, the truth is, we still have everything left. Because if we're left with Shabbos, al yedei Kabbalah Shabbos. If on the outtake of Shabbos is Zman Chorban, then the converse is surely true as well. Then the intake of Shabbos lays dormant the possibility for Mikdash Melech, Ir Melucha, Kumi Tzimi Techafecha, Hisnari Mea for Kumi, restoration of Nevuah, and the glory of Yushalayim, may it be returned to its full glory.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.